That is the main thing here. I mean, if you're able, you can go out and about, but you're still spend a certain amount of time in the home.
Yeah.
Whereas you could have someone in or knock on your neighbour's door, but this is it. But I really thought, reading those letters, that the main thing was that people were currently to remain there.
What about the project as a work of art? I mean,
oh, I think that sounds very good.
I mean, did you see it as an artwork in your own way, or?
Well, I don't know about art. I suppose it was. Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know very much about art.
It's a definite form of art to what, you know, you're brought up to, or you're educated to understand, I think.
Yes, yes.
It's a different kind of art. It's more like a social report, you know what I mean?
What about the actual display that had yourselves on it? Did you feel that that problems were reflected your own lives in any way, or?
Well, our pictures?
Mm.
Yes, they did.
Well, yes, they did, yes.
Because it was you doing your gardening, I mean, and this is your...
Yes.
Your life, apart from work, apart from, you know, here, I mean, this is your only life, really, isn't it? And we still go out walking, although we've got a car, we still... Before we had a car, we used to go out every weekend, walking for miles and miles. But now we've got a car, we go out into the country and then we walk from there.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is...
We're still get out.
Yeah. There's nothing here to remind you of.
No.
Only the teletape that's left on the window at the front there where your pictures
are.
No, there's nothing to... Nothing to remind you about it. I mean, the picture of the tower block was still up there, you'd think, oh yes.
Mm, yeah.
But everything is taken away, everything's gone, removed.
Mm.
And this is what I say about that, when it was up on the 13th floor, you know, I used to look at it when I went down.
If you remember one afternoon we went out in the car to see the piece. In fact, I think you made two trips, one before the actual work, where you met some of the people that helped me make it, and one's doing the actual project. So can you remember how you felt about going out to such a place, and what were your first reactions on getting to the actual place itself?
Well, I was very struck, actually, particularly in the latter half of the journey, by the fact that one did seem to be almost literally entering a kind of no man's land. And by that I don't mean anything very glib, I mean something very precise, in the sense that it really didn't seem to be anywhere in particular. Street followed street in more or less uniform succession. And after a time, you did feel as if you were marooned in the middle of a district which didn't seem to have any kind of local identity. Everything seemed to be very regularised and anonymous. And I guess those feelings were confirmed when I arrived at the town block itself.
Mm.
Because that did seem to epitomise everything that had happened increasingly on the journey out of London. It reached a sort of climax when you got to the block. And not only the block, but its surroundings, because it's very homogeneous, isn't it, architecturally speaking. The block and the walkways and the flats which surround it. And I got this extraordinary sense of isolation, a feeling that the people who lived there must, of necessity, whether they liked it or not, be very sealed off from any other kind of context. apart from the one that they inherited.
Mm.
And that one seemed to be shorn of all character except of a predictable kind of 1960s character which had been imposed upon them by the architecture.
Mm.
And it was striking, I thought, how impossible it was for any of the residents really to personalise their surroundings very much. It was all laid down for them by the building itself.
I don't know if you can sort of recall some of your first, you know, your impressions of the actual piece itself in the tower.
What I think I liked about the project was that you had, on my second visit, you had to obviously install the work itself in, as it were, unavoidable places.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way, was there, that anyone who lived in that block could be, could fail to be aware of the fact that the project was going on while it was going on, simply because they almost physically had to bump into it as they went into the lift to go up to their flat. It wasn't tucked away in a special art area. It wasn't like a public sculpture would be if it was in that location, where it would probably be on a sort of special little grass patch reserved for art. There's nothing like that about it. You literally have to sort of work your way past the questionnaires pinned to the supports in order to go out of and into the tower block itself. And that seemed to be very appropriate. In fact, the second time I was there, I remember we were looking at one of the installations, and somebody who lived in the block actually came in and encountered them for the first time. And she had to. And she was very curious about it. And we had a bit of a joke about it, in fact. And we asked her who she was, and she told us. And there didn't seem to be anything very forced about it. She didn't seem to object to the fact that it was, as it were, cluttering up her public space. In fact, I think she rather welcomed it.
Mm. I mean, do you feel, for instance, that the references of the actual piece were any relevant beyond the actual context of the tower?
Yes, I do. And I would say that it made me think very much about the complexity of responding to your work, in terms of the fact that it really does depend with your work more than any other artist I know, I think, on what relation you bear to the project. And it seems to me that first and foremost, and quite rightly, any project like that you do is aimed at the participants, and that they are the ones who get the most out of it. They are the ones for whom it exists, and I think there'd be something wrong with the work if that priority wasn't very evident right from the start. Then you have the relationship of the project operator to the work, and that is how I experienced the project you did at Perivale.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the difference that you saw between this work and the one at Perivale.
Mm. Being a project operator, you feel more intimately part of the work. You feel as near as it is possible to feel how you as the artist must feel about the work, I think, if you're a project operator, because in a sense you're helping the artist to further the feasibility of the project. And also, quite a lot does depend on you as a project operator. You have quite a lot of responsibility attached to yourself in terms of making sure that the people you encounter on the front doorstep at Perivale either agree to participate or not, and then further than that, on what level they participate when they do agree.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't feel very detached from the work, and you certainly don't feel in any very advantageous position to evaluate it objectively, because you have its interests too close to your heart in a way. And also there's no time, you're too busy facilitating the work in a sort of mechanical sense to stand back and appraise it. And then at one further remove, I suppose, I went to Hayes, and in a way I felt almost too cut off.
Describe your first sort of reactions on getting to Skeffington Court, and then, or the journey, or whatever. I don't know.
As soon as I got out of the car, I felt very self-conscious. I felt more of an intruder, obviously, needed, because you've been concerned with the work and been there before and have talked to the people. I felt very much put in the role of kind of voyeur and uncomfortable. And the feeling of uncomfortableness maintained, in fact, as we went into the building, went up. And when we saw the board with the work on each floor, the whole time I was very conscious that somebody might come out and be interested in how we were looking at it, people who had actually taken part in the work.
Well, going to the responses, the remember the response sheets were displayed opposite the problem display.
Yeah.
There were photographs on, so. Did you have a chance to study these, and did you find that they gave you any sort of insights, or...?
Well, I was impressed by how carefully people had answered. There was hardly any defacement, hardly any kind of jokey remarks. People had taken them quite calmly. And obviously felt a sort of degree of gratification that you were interested in them.
That's interesting. I just wondered if you were able to project yourself into, I mean, how you dealt with the actual sort of pictures and text on, did you sort of put yourself in the position of the people? Do you think if you knew the people, that would have affected your, the way
yes,
you were
acting? It would have done, certainly. If you're in the situation, it's difficult not to look at the question, look at the responses in a much more immediate way. I mean, if you're in a gallery situation, you seek out correspondences, you pick up reflections, you kind of organise it yourself from your organisation. I mean, it's much more abstracted intellectual kind of activity. But when you're in the building, you know these people are kind of 20 feet away from you or whatever. And certainly you do have to try and comprehend the problem much more straightforwardly.
What do you think in your own mine was the difference between, shall we say, reading a text about a work such as Vertical Living, or going to the Serpentine Gallery and seeing a presentation about the work, and actually going to see the piece in situ.
Well, I don't think there is a great deal of difference. You don't see the people so involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you probably respond pretty much, except the actual physical impact of the surroundings makes it all more real. You see, and for example, in that building there were doors that didn't kind of go anywhere. I mean, it was a very sort of claustrophobic environment. And also the fact that, I mean, the way you were stranded on the floors, I mean, if you get fed up in the gallery, you can just disappear.
Yeah.
But there you were going up floor by floor. And so there was actual kind of physical progression of events that you must see the work through.